From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with a reminder from the Darling Downs Radio Club about tomorrow night's tech meeting. Monday the 9th of September is the second Monday of the month, and that means we gather at the Toowoomba Library. The theme of this month's session is how to get control of everything in your shack, which you can do using easily available home automation technology. We'll get you across some of the very powerful apps and extremely cheap technology that can help you run your shack, control your antenna farm, and manage your ham cave and workshop. You can turn things on and off, monitor power consumption and atmospherics, integrate arbitrary bits of gear, and instrument signal and operational flows. All it takes is a bit of imagination and a leg up, which is the aim of this session. If I say home automation, you probably thought we mean Google and Alexa, but you don't have to use those. In fact, you don't even have to use the cloud. What we will do is introduce the Tuya ecosystem. That's one of the most common technologies and the one that sits behind Matter, Grid Connect, Dita, and a lot of smart devices from Aldi. To make life interesting, we'll set up a complete system from scratch at the meeting, and if you bring a smart device, you'll be able to join in and test it for yourself. If you're like me, it won't take long before you're hooked, and working out how to make your home lighting and electronics do all kinds of useful and interesting things. A warning, we're not up to streaming or recording yet, so if you miss it, you've missed it. Okay, the details again. We meet tomorrow night, Monday the 9th of September, at the Toowoomba Library from 1900. That's 7 p.m. Tons of free, well-lit, secure undercover parking. The meeting is open to members and guests. There's no charge, and we'd love you to join us for a natter and a cuppa. Check out all the detail and upcoming club events at the website, www.ddrci.org.au. That's www.ddrci.org.au. You can also find us via the WIA website or just search for Darling Downs Radio Club from your favourite search engine. 73s, I'm John, VK4JPM, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the meeting tomorrow night.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz. At 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was distracting hearing the squelch breaking on the 2-metre repeater on 146-800 MHz, and then faintly came a female voice. It was obvious that ducting was having its fun with us along the southeast coast of Queensland, but it wasn't until I read a post that the full impact became obvious. From the Gold Coast to various parts of the coast, signals from New Caledonia were being received. It's over 25 years since I heard this and made a successful contact, so I live in hopes that this summer season we can experience international VHF contacts with better results. Sadly, I had a poor experience on social media during the past week. A group popped up in the You May Be Interested category, and as I had been seeking to finish putting together a small setup for camping and portable radio operation, I thought it worth joining. This group is obviously an eclectic one of lay and tradie types devoted to low voltage use, and it suited me to join to observe what others had found worked for them. After approval by the administrators, I had the opportunities to post an introduction as to why I had joined. Sadly, this is when the first response was a very generous put-down and questioned my knowledge and why I would want to join this group. Okay, we've all had experience of keyboard warrior types on the internet, but it was plainly obvious from the tenor of this post that the writer was also a radio amateur. I tried a couple of times to correct some of the falsehoods that were directed at me, and the insulting tenor of the replies continued. As I just joined this group, the rules were fresh in my mind, and I pointed out to this person that they had breached the group rules and left to go about my other business. The next day I went back to the site to check if there had been more responses, only to find that the administrators had obviously monitored or been alerted to this incident. The attacking comments had been deleted from my post, and there remained some courteous and considered replies from other group members. My concern is not for the insults directed at me, but the very serious effects that this behaviour could have on members of that group when considering amateur radio and its participants. I don't want to sound precious or prissy, but how we present as hams in public naturally reflects on our whole community. This group is enjoying learning about 12-volt use and installations, and they already have an affinity with electricity. Perhaps some of them may want to take that interest into wider fields of interest, and I would hate for them to be influenced away from amateur radio by one person acting badly. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.